While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Well, good morning and welcome. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you at 9:06 a.m. Central Time, which of course means as I look around the world, particularly if I look at Kiev, they're paying attention to everything right now. It is 5:06 p.m. there in Moscow, part of the former and future USSR, 6:06 p.m. As a matter of fact, Kiev might have to adopt Moscow time in a few weeks. Figuratively speaking, in Romania, 5:06 p.m. As in the West Indies, it is 10:07 a.m. And in Beijing, China, where they're doing backflips, applauding the great performance of Joe Biden, it is 11:06 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour, that one can never forget. The scum, the villainy, the corruption that is the Bidens. And that was, believe it or not, actually on full display last night as well. We'll get into that. You can be a part of this conversation. And oh, you need to be a part of this conversation. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. You can text me at 79489. Emails are welcome at regular.joe at mwcradio.com. Regular.joe at mwcradio.com. All right, so there's a lot to get into. I want to tell you, coming up at 10:20, we're going to talk to Janelle Branch, in the chair of the Campaign and Elections Committee, about her hearing yesterday and the latest in her efforts, her actual, real, legitimate efforts to get to the bottom of what went on in the November 2020 presidential election here in Wisconsin. But first, breaking news. That I don't think anyone's really covered yet, but you're going to hear it here first. So over this past weekend, you may recall that State Representative Timothy Rantham released a press statement, several-page press statement, that was then picked up by the Gateway Pundit and a few other outlets that implicated the effeminate speaker, Robin Voss, in the unattended absentee drop box situation, boxes that were being used in the state of Wisconsin, used around the country, particularly in the state of Wisconsin, which previously his responses have been that, you know, essentially it was a sin of omission. He wasn't really in favor of them, but they got done. Well, Rantham's information challenged that directly, pointing out that at the time, Voss was the president of the National Coalition of State Legislatures. And in that role, he was positively advocating for these drop boxes to be used. And there's other things in the release as well. Well, we've been told and we've shared the idea that Robin Voss plays dirty, particularly when it comes to anyone on the Republican and conservative side that dares to question his orthodoxy, that in any way shows the least bit of a lack of fealty to his fiefdom and to his commandership of that fiefdom. Well, that has been borne out again. Now, we already had the thing that I told you about with Janelle, where he's trying to say that they've never authorized the expense for them to have a lawyer to defend her and her committee, which would only make sense that they would do this because it's part of the job. And that, of course, is because Janelle is actually trying to get to the bottom of things and is not being bullied by Voss. And now there's this breaking news that Robin Voss, and apparently he has the power to do this as speaker, Timothy Rantham has one full-time staffer and a part-time staffer. Timothy Rantham no longer has a full-time staffer. That staffer, who, by the way, was one of the authors of the press release that went out, has been reassigned to where, you ask? Jim Steinecke's office. That's right. Rubber stamp Steinecke gets another staffer. Well, because after all, he's a good follower. He does. It's that rubber stamp right there. There's the rubber stamp. And here's your reward. We'll talk about this more at the 10 o'clock hour with Janelle Branchon. And of course, we can get into it with you there. But I wanted to make sure you knew this up front. This is what we're dealing with. This is the person that the Republican Party of Wisconsin is going to tell me that I need to back off and be nicer to. I really need to be kinder to this guy, you know, because he's one of our people. He really means well. He's trying, bull you know what. He's a self-serving, conniving, sniveling little punk. He's one of the worst bullies of all. He's all bluster. And, oh, if somebody doesn't do what he wants, it's not that he backs it up in the real sense. Then he'll go back and he'll do whatever he can to hurt the people he should be helping and propping up. And it's all being done on your dime. And to just understand how little regard he has for you and me and every other conservative, the fact that he reassigned this guy to Steinecke is the ultimate middle finger to everyone. It's his blessing. He grabs Jim, pulls him close, says, "You are my number one." And he lets him know. For his loyalty, here you go. And if you're not disgusted by this, if you're the chair or the vice chair of a county party, and I understand bucking the system has its consequences, you should issue a statement condemning what's been done. Because it's disgusting what has been done. And I find it to be beyond distasteful would be a kind word for it. It is absolutely of the lowest order. And it exposes what I've been telling you for the past 2 years about Robin Voss. It's just apparently now he doesn't think it matters, right? He can just let it fly. I got more. We'll get into this all in the 10 o'clock hour because I want to get to Joe Biden first. But I wanted you to hear it first here because you probably won't hear it virtually anywhere else. I'd be surprised if you even hear it on other conservative talk shows that originate from this state. Because there's a lot of people that are afraid of pissing off Robin Voss. I've just never been one of them. Honestly, I just don't care. I find him to be a small and insignificant person. I don't understand why people fear him. He's got nothing I want, so therefore he can hold nothing over me. Kyle Hudes, who is a candidate for lieutenant governor, issued a statement this morning. It's in my inbox on this topic as well. It says, I condemn Speaker Voss's unethical actions against State Representative Timothy Rantham. The body reads, and I'm reading this cold, so I'm just going to read it. So, hey, but I learned that rip and read back in my early days. Representative Robin Voss has removed the staff of Representative Timothy Rantham and reallocated the staff to Jim Steinecke's office. Voss made the move by sending his chief of staff, Jenny Tofines, into Rantham's office to tell... Well, that's even the best. What a little worm. Oh, go tell him. You go tell him. I have to take some time for myself. He's probably doing yoga or something. Going back to the statement, Speaker Voss is attempting to intimidate and manipulate State Representative Timothy Rantham by hurting his office, which in turn hurts the people that he represents. Exactly. But he doesn't care about those people, obviously. Representative Rantham has been fielding emails and calls from across Wisconsin and the nation regarding the evidence he and others have brought to light from the 2020 November election. Representative Rantham has presented truth, facts, and evidence in his Let There Be Light series of press releases, and it is believed that the removal of the office staff by Speaker Voss is in retaliation for implicating the Speaker to these actions. See, Kyle's nicer than I am. That's exactly what it is. But I get it. Going on, finally, he wraps up by saying, it's time for the people of Wisconsin to take back our government and stop those who hurt the effort to move Wisconsin forward. That is exactly why I've been and will continue to fight against. I have been and will continue to fight against. Excuse me, I wanted to get that right. It's time to tell Speaker Voss that, quote, we the people demand transparency from our elected representatives, end quote. I condemn Speaker Voss's unethical actions against State Representative Rantham and call for his immediate resignation. Hear, hear. Now, here's my challenge. Where are all the other candidates? Where's Becky Clayfish? Where's Jonathan Wickman? Where's the slew of other lieutenant governor candidates? Let's hear from all of you. If you're a state representative, why aren't you joining this call? Because guess what? He'll do it to you, too, if he can get away with it. But you know how he doesn't get away with it? Stop being silent. That's how he doesn't get away from it. Now, again, I promise I will get back to this, but that literally popped into my inbox as I was covering the topic, so I wanted to make sure to share it. Yesterday, Joe Biden gave his much sought after formal press conference, the second one of his time in the White House, ninth overall, but second formal one, and it didn't go too well for old Joe. My question of the day: if you had to describe the press conference in one word, what would it be and why? But remember, let's keep it PG, especially if you're calling in at 888-455-1360. I've got a bunch from Steve. I gave you time to prepare. What is yours? One word.
Bumbling.
Bumbling. That makes me think of the old claymation, UConn Cornelius and the big beast. The bumbling. No, he's a bumbler. All right, so look, let's just start out here. I've debated which one, and I'm going to use one of the long ones. This was towards the end of the press conference. And Biden was struggling, to say the least. It was already going downhill. He had already declared that a small incursion into Ukraine would be okay. Everyone likes him. Everyone loves him. And all these kind of things. It was bizarre, I guess. I don't even know if that's the word I want to use. But he was given a softball at the end of the press conference by an obvious liberal reporter saying, oh, well, do you think weaponizing school, will the Republicans be able to weaponize keeping schools open as a means of getting suburban voters? And he immediately starts talking about the 2020 elections. And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, if Pence had done that, he goes, and the guy goes, no, that's not what we're talking about. And so here it picks up with Joe Biden saying probably the most honest sentence of his life to start out, cut 26.
I'm confused by the question. I'm sorry.
Honesty.
Could school reopenings or closures become a potent midterm issue for Republicans to win back the suburbs?
Oh, I think it could be, but I hope in God that they're, that
he look, freezes.
Maybe I'm kidding myself.
Only yourself.
As time goes on, the voter who is just trying to figure out, as I said, how to take care of their family, put three squares on the table, stay safe, be able to pay their mortgage or their rent, et cetera.
What is he talking about? Where is he going?
Is becoming much more informed on the motives of some of the political players and some of the and the political parties. And I think that they are not going to be as susceptible to believing some of the outlandish things that have been said and continue to be said. You know, every president, not necessarily in the first 12 months, but every president in the first couple of years, most every president, excuse me, of the last presidents, at least four of them, have had polling numbers that are 44% favorable. So it's this idea that, but you all, not you all, but now it is, well, Biden's it. One poll showed him at 33%. The average is 44, 45%.
Stay away from numbers.
One poll him at 49%. I mean, the idea that
freezing.
American public are trying to sift their way through what's real and what's fake. And I don't think as I've never seen a time when the political coverage, the choice of what political coverage the voter looks to has as much impact on as what they believe. They go to.
I don't even fully know where they went, but I played it in its entirety. I mean, he actually meanders on for another 3 minutes, but that was 2.5 minutes. We did not add any pauses. If anything, we could have cut some out. He absolutely freezes and then for 2.5 minutes talks about nothing. So then again, my question to you, what is that one word? Steve says bumbling. Mine might be terrifying.
This is the Regular Joe Show.